Today on Compassion Radio.
Now we are us experiencing the open door and God allowing us to reaching out this non-unreached villages. So we have a plan for saturating the region in at a time. So we select a region for 5 years and train the church planters, about 60 to 100 church planters, and work through them in 5 years' time. Our goal is to plant a village church in every village.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram spends time with people who live their lives in a missional way, whether it's in a mud hut in remote Africa, a church in war-torn Ukraine, a village in Nepal devastated by an earthquake, or one of the countless Christ-centered ministries in the United States. Bram is there, tirelessly bringing you the life-changing stories of God's love, goodness, and faithfulness. A while back, Bram had the chance to speak with the Reverend C. Benjamin of the India Gospel League. Now, this is a ministry that does more than just talk about helping people. They're making a real difference in a hands-on way in the lives of countless people in India. I'm Frank Montenegro, inviting you to join us for part two of their conversation.
So there was a 20-fold increase over the original vision in that first 10 years. Yeah. And now it's doubling geometrically. And so the next 10 years, you've already doubled that again beyond what you expected. Now you're at like 70,000 churches on your way to 100 right now.
Yes.
So that could be a very unwieldy organization to organize, to shepherd. And so there's not many people that are doing this work. So you have to be like a laser on the essentials, the important things that you want these pastors to learn and mature in so they can successfully train their churches up to become sending churches themselves.
Yes, our goal is to make all these churches as a healthy churches. So we focus on discipleship and leadership in the churches so that we can create leaders within the church for to lead the new churches planted around the church. And so we are focusing on equipping church to grow as a healthy church so that they can in turn go and share the gospel and multiply and plant churches.
Okay, now it's important to talk about what a healthy church means. I would say one of the great measures of a healthy church would be how aggressive their faith is. They're stepping out and reaching out to others. That's important. But because you're transforming an entire society at the same time, describe for us what you would consider a healthy church in a village.
A healthy church in a village, we don't want the church to be secluded from the community and just a group of believers gathered together worshiping and celebrating their fellowship. We want the church to be a life center to the community, which means we call our church building in the village a life center, which brings the holistic transformation in the village so that small building can be used for children to come and learn their education. Someone in the church volunteer, lead them to their studies. In the daytime, they have a daycare centers where all the infant children can brought out and taken care while the moms would go to work in the villages.
Okay, so the analog here for our society would be things like daycare, education, mothers.
And training, vocational training for women.
Mothers with toddlers, nutrition, meals, learning new trades. So trade schools and healthcare and all kinds of things might happen in this life center.
Life center.
Now, there are many villages there that you work in may not have any permanent structures at all.
Yes, though they don't have anything like this.
So this would be like the first major building that would have staying power, that might actually be able to stand up to a storm.
Yeah, so the church life center will serve the whole village with different programs to developing them and bringing them a transformation in their lives. And also the church planter can have a good relationship with the whole community, showing the love of Christ through different programs.
So whether you're an animistic believer or a Hindu that's dedicated, if you're involved in that community at that point, if you're taking advantage of some of these new economic and social and health development programs, you're going to be encountering Christians face-to-face.
Yes.
So the Christians are not off by themselves. They're in the very center of the community.
So they are having a good relationship with other believers in other non-believers in the village, and so that people can have an access to come to church and be a part of the meetings in the church. So we invite them also for the worship service and other programs, so they have an opportunity to hear the gospel.
So in your case, because the Life Center is the center of life in the community,
yes.
When you say, would you come to church with us? They've already come to church.
Yeah. Yes.
They've been coming for days or even weeks or months. It's just a matter of crossing that threshold emotionally, saying these people who love me, who are already serving me, are already helping my community.
Yeah.
They want me to come worship their God with them.
Yes.
So it's something, it's an extension of your life with them.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I want to turn the corner real quick and see, to help us understand better in the West what it means to witness to a predominantly Hindu culture. So when you come to a village, you don't just proclaim there is a God when you don't believe there is one.
Yeah.
They believe in many gods. So when you bring Jesus to a new village, how do you bring them?
Now, Hindu, generally, they are very religious. So when we talk about God, they give respect because they believe in God. They depend on God. The only thing they are worshiping false gods. Okay. So when we say a God, go in the name of God, they really listen to us. And it's easy for them to add Jesus as one of their gods.
To add their collection of gods, like a menagerie.
Yeah.
And I've seen this on some of the walls of some homes where they've been introduced to the name of Jesus. I might have a picture of him up along with like a comic book selection of other gods.
Yeah. The gentle places or in the houses, they also keep Jesus as one of their gods. So it's easy for us to contact in that point, and we may start with, can we also pray for them, pray for their needs. And usually the people are willing to come and tell us that why don't you pray to Jesus for this need, for this disease to be healed. So that's one of the opportunity for us to pray with them and tell them that they can also ask Jesus and believe in Jesus. And when they pray, and God will answer their prayers.
And that's an important distinction between the prayers you offer to God, is that his reputation's on the line now. It's a real distinctive of your evangelistic witness to them that when you pray to Jesus, he is going to demonstrate himself somehow. And now, not every prayer, perhaps, is always answered the way you want it to be.
Yeah.
But a great percentage are in miraculous ways. And we'll come back with more of the amazing stories of how prayer is making a huge difference in the nation of India after the break. We're with Reverend C. Benjamin, Benny, of the India Gospel League. Benny, in the first segment, we talked about the incredible history of India Gospel League and how you erupted from the dreams and visions of a couple hundred pastors to a network of churches now that amounts to well over 70,000. But it's almost impossible for us to get our mind around those numbers of how fast the church can grow. But we're not just talking about evangelizing and leaving them hanging there. When you go, you have a plan for how to nurture and develop and mature these congregations so they can become sending churches in the future and transform their entire community in ways that the government hasn't been able to do in 100 years, the way the society has not been able to do in thousands of years, Christ is doing in one generation, which is phenomenal. So explain to us what kind of miraculous things are happening now on the front lines.
We believe that the hope of our nation is Jesus. So when a church is planted in a village and the transformation is taking place in all the aspects of the people, and when we pray for the people, God is revealing himself in manifestation of signs and wonders, answering their prayers, healing their diseases, and make them to understand that he is a prayer answering God, that he is a living God.
So you put Jesus in competition with the other gods. You mentioned something earlier about there being the issue of false gods. Now, we don't mean gods that are fake.
Yeah.
In other words, that there's no power in them at all. There are spiritual powers being manifested by these gods. So they're real entities you're fighting against. The question is whether or not they are holy, whether or not they are of the God, the Creator God. And so when you identify Jesus as being the truly holy Creator God, expression of the Father, it's a new concept because it's going to drive out all those other gods before him.
Yes.
So you introduce him first as one of those competitors.
Yeah.
Someone that they can pray to that can make a difference. And then you show you allow him to show himself through demonstrations of signs and wonders. So what kind of signs and wonders would come out first? What kind of healings have you seen?
Lots of time when we go, people are possessed by the demon spirits. And so when we pray and cast out the demon spirit from them, and we could see the sudden change of in their faces. And
there's a countenance difference.
Yeah.
What kind of change do you see in them?
We see that the peace and the love in their face and the joy. And before they were have a very addicted and fearful and look slave to the spirits. But when they released, immediately they come to know that they have some liberation in their hearts.
So this liberation has come. Yeah, it just beams out of their face.
Yeah, it's expressed through their face. Yeah.
I've seen that just in the faces of people I've seen around India myself in visiting it. Yeah. There's something about them. You look at them and say, the spirit is there, the good spirit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have a way of approaching them now as a brother and as a sister and not as someone who's foreign to you.
Yeah.
So it's a language of love.
Yes.
So they've been transformed almost instantaneously sometimes.
Yeah.
Now they're open.
Yes.
What happens next?
Next, it's an open door for us to tell them slowly who God is and how God came to this earth. And the second point is maybe for us to emphasize that the forgiveness, because there is no word forgiveness in other religions in India.
So in all the Hindu religions or languages that worship Hindu gods, the word forgiveness doesn't even exist?
Yeah, because they have to do something. And to receive forgiveness. And they have to give some offerings, or they have to go through some kind of religious ritual thing or sacrifices.
So the forgiveness of a god would be by good works or being purchased by some price.
Yeah, but still they also sacrifice animals and birds.
Okay.
And so when we say that God has forgiven them freely, the salvation come to them by the sacrificing God himself. And that's also something new to them, to receive the forgiveness free and the salvation.
Now, is that something that brings joy right away, or is there a sadness that goes with that realization?
I know that's a joy for them. Yeah, that's something God has forgiven their sins, because they always work hard to receive that forgiveness. Now we can say, you don't need to do anything for it, because already God has done that for you, for your life.
So are they off the hook now? I mean, we have that debate in the West about the freedom of grace and how it absolves us from works righteousness. But then we forget that God wants us to work out our love practically every day. But you are doing very practical things in every village.
Yeah.
So how do you turn that focus on trying to earn God's favor into one that shows God's favor unto men because of their obedience?
Yes. We tell them that all you need to do, just believe in God and tell God, Lord, I just believe in you, and invite him into your heart through saying a word, Lord, come into my heart. And the Lord is hearing your prayers and hearing what you say. That's what we need to make them to understand, that whatever they speak, Lord can hear.
Yes.
So that's why God need to answer their prayers and do something, so they can understand the reality that God is there, living God, who can hear them and answer them.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us. Here's a word from Bram.
Friends, I'm going to ask you for something special this month. If you are at all able and you want to be part of what God is doing around the world through Compassion Radio and its partners, would you dig deep and give as generously as you can this month? I ask for two important reasons. First, we need to take care of our responsibilities to our wonderful broadcast partners. Now, that means the station you're hearing us on right now. Now, I know it should be obvious, but we need to mention it from time to time. If this station didn't exist, you wouldn't be hearing us. And these stations welcome us on the air because they believe in us and because they believe you will want to support the work we do. Secondly, we will be debuting something brand new next month that is, frankly, a huge answer to prayer for us. And it will enable us, together with you, to give like never before to Great Commission work. But we've got to start with a clean slate, and we're coming off a very lean summer. We can get back to our baseline budget quickly if you'll simply stop for a moment and send a gift today. Can I count on you to make October a special time for Compassion Radio? While you pray about that, know that we're praying for you, that the Lord will bless and increase your capacity to live and give for Him in the days ahead. God bless you all, friends, and let me hear from you today.
If you'd like to partner with Compassion Radio, you can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com. If you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks a lot.
We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
like you to bring light into darkness. It's just like you, Lord, it's just like you. It's just like you to bring light into darkness. It's just like you, Lord, it's just like you.
And now, back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
So how do you turn that focus on trying to earn God's favor into one that shows God's favor unto men because of their obedience?
Yes. We tell them that all you need to do, just believe in God and tell God, Lord, I just believe in you, and invite him into your heart through saying a word, Lord, come into my heart. And the Lord is hearing your prayers and hearing what you say. That's what we need to make them to understand, that whatever they speak, Lord can hear.
Yes.
So that's why God needs to answer their prayers and do something, so they can understand the reality that God is there, living God, who can hear them and answer them.
So God hears them, he answers their prayers, and you've seen some healings, you've seen demons driven out. Yeah. What kind of physical healings or things have you seen that have been signs to the people?
Sometimes they come with some physical problem of disease. When we pray, they receive healings. Even small headache and fever, small things like that, small diseases like that. But also when they experience the freedom, the healing, that start to work in their hearts. Mm. And so that God is answering our prayers through what we have prayed for them.
And if you don't mind me asking a specific story, you said a few times about different encounters you've had with people who were Hindu worshipers that have been attuned to seeing the spiritual things that even you weren't able to see, but that they were able to see God at work among you as a church. So describe some of those encounters.
Once when we went to a village to show a Jesus film. And
this is the Jesus film that the Campus Crusade for Christ was involved with producing.
Yeah, we had a partnership with the Campus Crusade for India Christ, and they supply film teams and equipments to us so that we can go into the villages and show the Jesus film. And our team entering into a village nearby Salem, and as soon as our team was entering into the village, a woman coming and shouting in the village that the Jesus people are coming inside.
This is someone who had never seen you before?
Never seen us before, and she never seen who we are, but because of she was possessed with the demon spirit, and the spirit was reacting in the presence of God's people in that village. So she was telling others that Jesus people are coming inside, and Jesus people are coming inside. So that we were able to go and pray with her and release the demon out of her, so that she may be understand really, and then she became a believer in that village.
We'll hear more of this conversation next time on Compassion Radio. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. While you're there, go ahead and check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please think about signing up for our email updates. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, would you please consider three things? First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the encouraging reports Bram brings us from the mission field, both here in the U.S. and abroad. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? Compassion Radio is 100% listener-supported. That means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. Now, there's a couple of ways you can get a hold of us. You can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com, and when you're there, just click on the Donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478. 2478 or CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION, COMPASSION, to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks a lot. And thanks for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We are so very thankful for you. And please be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.